Welcome back, and thank you for joining us this week's 38th podcast on automotive repair tips. My name is Frank R. Schaefer, and I appreciate you being here this week. I will share with you my knowledge and thoughts of over 45 years of problem-solving experience. Every other Wednesday, I will have a new podcast. If you should have an idea, question, comment, tip, or something you would just like to hear, I strongly encourage you to email me at franks71camaro@gmail.com. Once again, that's franks71camaro@gmail.com, and I will get an answer back to you as soon as possible. Today I will be answering some questions on steering wheel pulls. Example, when I drive down the road, why does my steering wheel pull to the left or right? This is a great question that affects a lot of people on a daily basis. You may not know how to take care of this issue yourself or what to look for. After listening to this podcast, you will know exactly what to look for and what to do about this issue without being taken for a ride. I wanted to see what some other people on the internet had to say about this type of issue, pulling one way or the other, that is. I will find an article and I will break it down. And one article I found was this, and this is a quote. One of the most common reasons your car may be pulling to the left or right is that the wheel alignment is off. In other words, your wheels aren't pointing quite in the right direction. Wheels are correctly aligned when your tires are in line with the axles, making a rectangular parallel to each other. Unquote. First of all, I think this is very poor information to offer people on the internet, and I will tell you why. Once again, this quote was given on the internet on July 21st, 2022. Alignments are not one of the first things you look for, and is definitely not one of the most common reasons a car would pull to the left or right. This is a selling ploy or a trick to get you to buy an alignment. Please don't fall into this scam. There are so many garages that are automatic and quick to say you need an alignment without checking anything else. I see many people when performing an alignment is just that, a performance. What they do is set the toe and let it go. You would not know if they did an alignment correctly until months later, when your tires show wear. A terrible way to do business. I always ask for a before and after printout, and I watch them do the alignment. If they do not give you a before and after printout, or they say, oh, my printer doesn't have ink, oh, my printer's not working, then don't bother doing the alignment, because chances are good you're not going to get the alignment properly done. Always ask for the before and after printout. Make sure it's got your name on there, the make and model of the vehicle, and you should be able to watch, whether it's from a window, but you should be able to watch them do the alignment for you. Now, the first thing you would look for would be what? That's right, tire air pressure and tire condition. This is by far the most common issues for pulling or jerking to the right or left. If you find your automobile pulling one way or the other, left or right, then check your air pressure. This is the number one cause for cars pulling, especially during colder weather, and I'll explain why. Maintain tire air pressure. Did you know for every 10 degrees Fahrenheit change in ambient temperature, This could mean a gain or loss of 1 to 2 psi. This means you should check pressure more regularly during winter and refill your tires as needed. I'll repeat. Tires lose or gain 1 to 2 psi, which is pounds per square inch, for every 10 degrees Fahrenheit changes in temperature. So theoretically, your tires could lose 4 psi over the weekend if the temperature drops by 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Appropriate pressure for your tires can be found on the tire placard, in the driver's side door jamb, or in your vehicle's owner's manual. When the door placard says, check tires cold, this means not driving for a few hours. Always check the tire placard for pressures, not the sides of the tires. Please remember, max air pressure on the sides of the tires is max pressure only. For instance, if you have all your family and luggage in the car, in a trailer connected to the vehicle, etc., then check for max air pressure. But this is not for everyday use. Remember, if you have too much air in your tires, you will wear your tires in the middle and not the inside or outside edges. Also, this holds true. If you have too little air pressure in your tires will wear on the outside and inside edges first and not the center. You will prematurely wear your tires out and wonder why. Any questions, feel free to write to me anytime. That's franks71camaro@gmail.com. Now, if you find that your passenger front tire or right front tire is low on air, it would favor or pull towards the right side of the road. Same thing holds true. If your left front tire is low on air and your right front is not low on air, the car would pull towards the left, the side with the lowest air, the pull will favor. Other things you might want to look out for is if your tires are in good shape or not. This will not only give you a pull one way or the other, but possibly a ticket as well if a police officer were to stop you. So why would our tires be such a big deal? How can this have such a big impact on pulling one way or the other, or fuel mileage for that matter? Well, without sounding like a commercial, the only thing between your car and the road is your tires. So let us think about this. Let's think about what is happening. When our tire air pressure is low, the center of the tire curves upwards, while the inner and outside flats, the part that rolls and touches the tar road, this section wears quicker than the middle does. But also, the outside of the tire's sidewall hits the road, creating more rubber hitting the ground, which means more kinetic friction and heat. This is where our fuel mileage just disappears and pulling would occur. It drags on the car. The engine must do more work to move the car. Once again, if one tire is low on air, there's more kinetic friction, and the car would pull towards that side that has less air. It's that simple, and it happens every day. Remember, if you have different tires on the left front than the right front, this could also give you a pulling issue. Now, how do you know if your tires are in good condition or not? Conduct regular checks on your tires carefully to make sure they are in good condition. The tread on tires improves traction and directs water away from the contact patch, lowering the possibility of hydroplaning. So what is hydroplaning anyways? Hydroplaning of a vehicle is when the vehicle slides uncontrollably on the wet surface of a road and you have no control over the car whatsoever. Kind of like driving a toboggan down a hill. So it is crucial to maintain adequate rubber tread depth, and checking only takes a few seconds. I would recommend to purchase a tire tread depth gauge from an auto parts store or your Walmart. I would also ask the parts store you buy it from to give you a quick lesson on how to use it correctly. Food for thought. 2/32 of rubber on the tire is considered illegal or a throwaway. The tires would be dangerous. If you have new tires, they could be 10/32 of rubber and feel awesome on the road and have great fuel mileage. Remember, the lower the rubber to the ground, the more kinetic friction you would develop. Also, poor fuel mileage and dragging on the car's engine, and a lot more chances of hydroplaning. This would also give you a pull. Other causes for pulling would be if you hit a big pothole hard. This could bend your front end components, such as lower control arms, tie rods, inner and outer tie rods. Now, this is where your alignment gets off calibration. Food for thought. An alignment does not usually get out of alignment itself unless you hit a pothole, a curb, imperfections in the road, and knock your alignment out of specifications. Or worn front-end components will also knock your car's alignment out of specifications. Worn ball joints will knock your caster, camber, and toe out of whack. A worn tie rod, inner or outer, will make your toe adjustment also out of specifications. If you find that your car is vibrating at speeds of 45 miles per hour plus, then you probably have a balancing issue. Make this wheel balancing a priority, because not only does it give you a vibration in the steering wheel, but also steals your good fuel mileage. Balancing is important. What it does is make your wheel true. In other words, you don't have a heavy spot on one side or the other. And I said this once again on another podcast. If you were to take two tires, one in the left hand, one in the right hand, and spin them both with the same momentum down the road, which one do you think would still be spinning longest? It would be the balanced tire. Okay? If you are noticing a vibration in your floorboards or steering wheel at low speeds, such as 10 miles per hour through 40 miles per hour, then chances are good that your steel belts in your tires have shifted and the tire is no longer straight, if you will. If you jacked your car up off the ground and placed your park and brake on, do not forget the jack stands under the front pinch welds. Then spin your front tire. If the tire has a wobble to it, this is quite visible, then you have proved the tire is no longer any good. This is your problem. This can also give you a pull one way or the other. Another example, if you find you have a pull, let's say to the right, you checked the air pressure in your front tires and you find out your right front and left front tires are both equal in air pressure to what is recommended for your car's tires' air pressure. Then what would be the next step? The next step would be to cross the front tires from left front to right front or vice versa. So in other words, you are changing the position of your tires from right front to left front. If the pull either goes away or now pulls towards the left, well, congratulations. You diagnose your pulling issue. You saved yourself a ton of money from going to the garage. You should be happy with yourself. If the pull is now to the left after crossing the front tires, then the left front tire is the culprit. I would strongly recommend to buy a new front pair of tires. Now, if you have an all-wheel drive, such as a Subaru, the industry recommends changing all four tires if they are not within specifications of each other. But what does this mean? First of all, you should consider replacing tires once they're 6 years old. Tire manufacturers include additives in rubber compounds that resist ultraviolet rays. They also have temperature-resistant materials, etc. Although this is not a law, it is safety. So again, if they're 6 years old, get rid of the tires. I've seen sidewalls of tires give out and cause an accident because of old, worn-out tires. Food for thought, if you have dry rot or cracks on the tires, or if they are 6 years old, be safe and get rid of them. You can't replace a life. Okay, so here's how you do it. Let's say you measure all your tires' rubber on all four tires. Write the readings down. I understand the industry says the lowest to the highest reading should not have a difference more than 4/32 of an inch. In other words, your lowest tire has 3/32 in rubber, and the highest tire has 8/32 in rubber. This is a difference of 5/32 and should not be driven this way because of several reasons, one of which is the inside of your transmission could have issues and break down on you. You will develop issues such as viscous couplers going bad on you, and you will end up overhauling your transmission and the tires anyways. A viscous coupling, in the simplest terms, is a device for transferring torque from a spinning transmission shaft to the front and rear differentials of your Subaru. Therefore, if the tires are of different diameters because of different air pressures or different tires itself, then the tires would be going different speeds. Think about this way. When going around a corner, one wheel goes faster than the other, does it not? If you had different air pressures going straight down the road, let's say 15 psi in the left front and 35 psi on the right front tire, which way will the pull develop? Correct, to the left. Very good. Why? Because the tire is smaller from very little air, which means the tires are also spinning at different speeds. So what are the symptoms of Subaru viscous coupling failures? Common Subaru viscous coupling failures include vehicle driveline vibration that increases with temperatures, vehicle binding or locking on turns, and no all-wheel functions. So what causes a viscous coupler to fail? power is not the culprit. Once again, the viscous coupler fails not because of power. In fact, there are more failures of viscous couplings in non-turbo models, and they are caused by surprisingly minor things, like inconsistencies in tire sizes and characteristics, extreme off-road use, incorrect driveline ratios, and poor repair methods. The tire sizes are a big culprit in pulling and transmission damage. Don't be foolish. Change the tires. It is the only thing between you and the road. So do you really have to replace all four tires on a Subaru? Is another question. When possible, they recommend replacing all four tires at once for a better grip on the road. This is especially true for all-wheel drive vehicles, where differences in tread depth can cause vehicle damage. Your Subaru's all-wheel drive system needs tires of uniform diameter and tread pattern to operate at peak performance. Subaru recommends replacing all four tires at once. However, if your remaining three tires are relatively new, then you may be able to just replace one tire with the same brand, the same model, and the same size. Do not allow a tire company to pull your leg. Be educated in this. Another thing you must take consideration on some roads would be the crown in the center of the road itself. This is for water runoff. This can also cause a pull to the right, so be careful of this when diagnosing. Another brand vehicle I've noticed years ago was a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Had a similar problem. When going around a corner, a tight corner, you would feel a jerking of the wheel or a scuffing of the wheel. That's usually indicative of a worn viscous coupling. Okay, and that's something that should be changed, and your problem will diminish from there. Okay, once again, that time has come. I sincerely hope this episode has been helpful to you. Once again, I know you could be spending your time doing something else, so I would like to especially thank you for spending this time with me. You will hear a new episode in 2 weeks. This is Frank R. Schaefer signing off. Thank you once again. I appreciate it, and happy motoring.